Okay, letter Dalit. Reb Nachman says something amazing, and this is really something crucial to understand, right? He says that gaiva, right, haughtiness, is modern day avodah zarah. Meaning today, in today's world, except I don't know, in the Far East where they really bow down to idols, do we really have avodah zarah the same way that the world had avodah zarah back in the day? Meaning, yes, there's a machlokes, is Christianity avodah zarah or not? And most people will tell you that Islam isn't what the Torah meant as avodah zarah, and they believe in one God, they believe in the same God we believe in, whatever, etc., etc., etc. Today, you don't really need, unless you really go out to the Far East, you don't really meet avodah zarah like this, like back in the day when they worshipped idols and they worshipped trees and, you know, going back to what we were talking about before. But Rabbi Nachman is telling us that the true avodah zarah, right? What is avodah zarah? Avodah zarah is when I see myself as my own entity. Meaning the Gemara says something crucial, something amazing. It's actually starting in the Rambam. And he says that who was the beginning? When did they really start avodah zarah? In the generation of Enosh. Enosh and in his generation, that was the beginning of avodah zarah. If you open up the Torah, it says, Bedor Enosh has hu chali kro b'shem Hashem. In the generation of Enosh, that's when they started calling out in God's name. So that is crazy. Reading the Torah says it specifically that in the generation of Enosh, that's when people start saying, wow, this is godly. Wow, that's godly. Wow, this is really from Hashem. And you're telling me that that's when they start avodah zarah? That seems like that's our dream today, to be able to see that this is God and that is God. So he says the Rambam, what does it mean that they started saying that this was God? Meaning when I say this is God, that means that there's something else in the world that isn't. Till Enosh's generation, they were so close to the creation, it was obvious to them that everything is God. Everything. The sun, the moon, every little, you know, fiber in the being, every single person is part of God's master plan. And once you started saying that something is God and something isn't, then it's just a matter of time till they get a couple of generations later, well, it all gets distorted. So true avodah zarah is the thought, right? Any avodah zarah is the thought that there's something in the world that is in God. And the fact that I believe that I am my own entity, i.e. gaiva, haughtiness, I believe that I did this, I believe that my merit made this happen. You know, I worked hard and I brought this into being. The fact that I think that that is me, that is avodah zarah. Because in this aspect, I'm not crediting it to God. So remember, we saw about the person who learned Torah only for his own benefit, for his own credit. So Rabbi Nachman said that the true avodah zarah of today's generation is haughtiness. That's simple. And that's why we see that most people in the world that are, you know, doctors and professors that credit themselves to all they're doing and all they're finding and all the papers that they write and all the surgeries that they do. So Al Pirov, in general, they're also not religious. No matter what, you know, religion they come from, they're not a religious person. Because if you're a religious person, then you realize that it's nothing is you, it's all God. And the paper you wrote is B'siyata D'shmaya. And the surgery you did is Imir Tzeh Hashem. And everything is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And a person who lives his life in a way that everything is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? Then he doesn't take any credit. And in today's world where everybody credits themselves for everything that they do and all the findings that they find and all the papers that they publish, so they don't want to limit themselves, right? And that's what Rabbi Nachman says. The ultimate avodah zarah is haughtiness. The ultimate Ovid avodah zarah in the Torah is Paro. And as Paro says, Li ye'uri ve'ani asitini, the Nile is mine and I created myself. There's no greater idol worship than thinking that you created yourself. The ultimate avodah zarah is thinking that I did anything on my own. Anything that I think I did without siyata d'shmaya already falls into the category of avodah zarah. Because in that realm, I did not need God. And if I did anything without God, then it's avodah zarah. It's a foreign worship. How could I do anything without a Kadosh Baruch Hu's help? So Rabbi Nachman tells us that when a person has gaiva, he has avodah zarah. And when he has avodah zarah, and he learns Torah from avodah zarah place, not only does the words of Torah not illuminate him, not give him light, not give him the ability to come out of the darkness, not, you know, fix his anxiety, not, you know, bring him to a better place in life, they darken him. Because everything that he's learning Torah for is not in order to come close to God, not in order to understand how God is running the world better, because if that would be the case, then he wouldn't have gaiva. But it's really coming from one place. It stems from that place of understanding that it's all about me, and I'm learning Torah for me, and I want for me to be a better, you know, the greatest person that I can be without crediting anything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then I have gaiva. And in that aspect of Avodah Zarah, then not only is the Torah not illuminating for me, it's also on the contrary. It's making my life worse. And that's why there are so many people who have so much gaiva, so much haughtiness. They're so heavy. They're carrying all this dead weight around that they can't really make their lives better. And therefore, for those people, you know, they'll tell you, yeah, I've learned Torah. I went to yeshiva for a year or two. You know, I grew up Orthodox. I know what the Torah says. They could even quote so nicely. But it was all about themselves when they were growing up. When they were in high school, and they were in yeshiva, it was all about them. They were still self-centered. They weren't thinking about God. And therefore, the Torah did not illuminate them. Therefore, the Torah did not bring them into a better place. But on the contrary, because they learned Torah not from a place of connecting to God, so it didn't help them, it didn't allow them to connect to God. It also didn't allow them to connect to themselves. We should be merit to mamash have anava in every single way possible.